Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a live topic, new prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is spiritual clutter. Spiritual clutter. And we're coming from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you a few announcements. Number one, we are working our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we are counting down to a fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. Today is day 96. So if you have missed the previous teachings, you can go back to my website at feelthefire.com to catch up and make sure you're keeping up in your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal. If you have not ordered that journal, you can order that from the feelthefire.com website as well. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. Number two, I thank all of you who joined in or tuned in to my law office broadcast last night, You Be the Jury, in relation to President Trump and the NFL protest of the anthem. Everyone was allowed to voice their comments and opinions on air, as well as to deliberate or to debate one another. That's why it's called You Be the Jury, and they did reach a verdict. If you missed that broadcast, you can hear it on my law office website at callrossiwilliams.com on the broadcast page, and make sure you set your reminders to tune in to You Be the Jury on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Finally, make sure you do not miss any powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. You can call in live with me at 6:30 by dialing 323-870-4180. And if you're calling in or tuning in from your cell phone, there's a one-click button there. You just click it and it'll call in for you. But if you miss it live, you can always hear the recording or get your hot plate of breakfast from the stove after 8 a.m. on my website. That's feelthefire.com. Or by following me on Facebook, because I post it there, at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. Or you can follow the show on our website. On the broadcast page, there is a link there to click, and it will let you follow the show, and that way you will never miss a broadcast. So those are the announcements. Make sure you go to feelthefire.com, because all of this information is there if you were unable to write it down this morning. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, and I am reading from the KJV. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he, meaning Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Praise the Lord for his word. What is our topic? Say it with me wherever you are. Spiritual clutter. In today's word that I read from you, the Bible gives us the account of when Jesus visits the two sisters, or visited these two sisters, Mary and Martha. And so Martha was serving, you know, oh, the master is here. Let me get the food ready. Let me make sure the house is prepared. Let me tend to all of these things. While Mary is just sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teaching, listening to his word. So Martha became upset about that. Here I am doing all of these things to make sure that the visit of the master goes well, to make sure that I'm doing what I perceive is necessary to expand the kingdom of the Lord, while all Mary is doing is just sitting down there doing nothing. So she goes to Jesus for him to reprimand or to correct Mary, but she gets an answer that she did not expect. Jesus says to her, look, you're doing all of this stuff, but that's not really what is important. You are so cluttered, Martha. You are so troubled about so many things. Yes, it looks like you're working on behalf of the kingdom, but really you're troubled, as evidenced by you becoming upset about her focusing on the word to the point where you come to me to reprimand her. He says, look, there's a balance here. And Mary has chosen the better part. She's in that right balance because the better part is spending quality time with me. Now, as we're working this last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, and today we're focusing on the spiritual clutter, I want you to think about that. Have you ever heard that phrase, so heavenly minded that there are no earthly good? How many times have we found ourselves entangled in things that appear to be expanding God's kingdom, that appear to evidence to others how holy or righteous or sanctimonious we are, but they really do nothing but clutter us to the point that once we complete those tasks, we're upset about the time it took away, we're jaded, we're cynical, we're bitter, and this is really impacting us internally as well as externally, impacting all of those around us in a negative way. Let me give you some examples of spiritual clutter. Being at the church every time the door opens. I know you didn't expect me to say that, but I need to say that because it's necessary. You know, you should be there for Sunday school. You should be there for church. You should be there for Bible study if you don't have some type of work or, you know, conflict like that. But when you are attending church that decides that they need to open the doors 3 and 4 times a week, every week, you don't need to be there for all of that. That's spiritual clutter. You know why? Because it means it's taking time away from you, tending to your own family, your own spouse, your own children, or what you need for yourself. If you have kids, they have school. They have homework to do. They have their own activities they need to tell you about. How can you be at church 3 or 4 times a week and still be spending quality time with your kids? You can't. And then you're wondering why they're involved in all of these things that you don't know anything about. How did they get caught up with this man or woman? How were they on social media posting all of this? How were they out in the streets and you didn't know anything about it? Because you were at the church house. At the church house. And I say to pastors and leaders who are requiring all of this time of your parishioners, shame on you. And if we go back and check your marriage, we'll probably find out that your marriage is not good. Because there's no way that you're dedicating quality time to your wife if you got her in church 3 or 4 times a week. Where is that time that you need for one another? And what you will usually see is that the wife is at church and the husband is staying home because he's tired of you being at church all the time. Now, we understand there are revivals, there are pastors' appreciation, usher programs, church anniversary. I'm not talking about those things. They're not happening all the time. I'm talking about pastors who need Bible study. Then we need Bible band on this night. We need prayer band on that night. We need choir rehearsal on this night. By the time you're finished, you're in church 3 or 4 times a week. Why can't choir rehearsal and Bible band be on the same night, one before the other? Or why can't, in other words, I don't want to take up my 15 minutes. You get the point? If you're in church every time the door is open, and the doors are opening more at the church for you to spend time at the building more than you're spending time with your own family and in your own relationship with the Lord, that's spiritual clutter. Number 2, You do more in the church and are more of a servant in the church and in ministry than you are in your own home. That's spiritual clutter. It's always amazing to me to see women who will fight to be on pastor's aid. And I don't have anything against pastors. I love my pastor, and I don't mind serving him. He's an awesome pastor to the members. But you're fighting to be on pastor's aid, fighting to bring pastor water, but your husband asks for water at home, and you tell him, I'm not your mate. Men, you are fighting to run up there and hold the hands of females as they walk down the steps of the church to open doors, but you just let your wife get out the car at church by herself and almost fall over with the kids, the Bible, and everything else. All of this is nothing but a show. It's spiritual clutter. Because if you truly believe that the person in authority or the person given to you in your life desire is to be served, you would serve the person God gave you for life more than you do somebody who's temporarily or part-time in your life. Ooh, this is tight, but right. Number three, you dedicate and more time and treat the people better that's in ministry and that you serve, and you treat your own family. In the book of 1 Timothy, and I have to hurry up because of time's sake, chapter 3, the Bible lays out requirements for bishops and deacons. And all in other chapters, it lays out requirements for us just as Christians in ministry, etc. Why does the Bible have to be that detailed? Because we're so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We got so many irons in the fire of trying to evidence to people that we're Christians and living right that our lives aren't even impacting anyone. How is it that you've been saved 10, 20, 30 years, but you can't name one person who's been saved by your ministry, who will call you to pray for them, who believes you're a Christian? Nobody sees that light. What is the issue there? You got a lot of spiritual clutter like Martha in today's lesson. You busy. I know that's not good English. You're busy. You're serving. You're running around. You looking like you're doing something. But Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're troubled about many things. The better part is having the individual time and relationship with me. Now, our time is running, so I got to get ready to go into prayer, and then I'm going to give you your task for today for you to work in your journals and to work with others. You know, as we're working this challenge, some of you are working it alone. Others of you have chosen accountability partners. Some of you are working it as married couples or in your Bible studies and your circles, and this is really awesome. So make sure you're working those journals. The journals have a page for every day of the challenge. They have a page for place for you to write the topic, take notes as to what you gleaned from my teaching that was important for you, the scripture. It has a place for you to write the task that I assigned, and then just so many other things, including the obstacles when you go back and look that prevented you from accomplishing the task, and a place for you to discuss it with whomever you're working the challenge with. I mean, this is really, really powerful. So you do want to order your journal. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We magnify you this morning. This word is so tight but right that it's stepping on all of our toes, including my own. And Father, we ask forgiveness of our sins. Father, we repent of being those people who are just walking around looking busy, but we're not really accomplishing anything in the kingdom. We're not saving souls. We're not even being a light in our own homes, on our own jobs, to our own families, because we got our calendar full of dates of things to do, but it's not yielding or producing any fruit. It's nothing but spiritual clutter. We ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask that you would help us to take this challenge seriously as we remove all spiritual and natural clutter, counting down to our most fruitful years, not just the fruitful 2018, but fruitful every year afterward to come, and a better day today than yesterday, and a better day after that than tomorrow. Father, we praise you for this challenge. We praise you because it's helping us to clean out our spirits and our minds, to remove all the toxicity so that we can live our best lives now and accomplish our purpose in the earth and take some others with us happily on the journey. So, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later for the things they've laid out before you, and I decree it is done. It's done, it's done, it's done. In the name of Jesus, it's done, we pray. And we all agree and say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Just say, I'm removing the spiritual clutter. Just say it. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Wherever you are, say, I remove my spiritual clutter. Praise the Lord. Let me get ready and give you our task, and then we'll end with our song of today. But very quickly, I want to share this with you. On Facebook, I saw this yesterday, and I thought out. It was just so impactful. My friends, Ministers Keith and Kimberly Solomon, are hosting a marriage retreat in October in Tampa. And these guys, they are so powerful because their testimony is so powerful and they're so authentic. They are a blended family. And they talk about in their testimony getting pregnant, out of fornication, even while being, you know, in ministry and in leadership. They talk about abuse that happened in their marriages. In their families. So before they got married, they talk about that they've had children by different people, and how, despite all of that, God was able to bring them together as this powerful couple, and now they help other marriages. Well, people were responding to them, oh, I wish I could go to your retreat, but I don't have enough money. And the retreat is not hundreds of dollars. It's like $100-something. And each time they responded, hashtag invest in your marriage. And I thought that was so powerful. Because what they were saying to people was, look, a marriage is a covenant not just with the person that you're in it with, but with God. And what you're telling us is you got so much spiritual clutter that you will prioritize everything else over that. Invest in your marriage, because the retreat is in 2 weeks. So if for just 2 weeks, for example, some of these people would not buy lunch at work, but instead take their lunch or just sit down and find that money, they could, because the marriage is more important, as we saw in this word today, choosing the better part. Now, I can tell you that from the standpoint of I'm divorced, and I had an awesome husband. I mean, awesome. I just didn't know how to appreciate him. And I was an evangelist at the time that I got divorced. And there was no infidelity, any of that. I just thought that I was the one always doing everything and moving forward, even though my husband and I met in college. He has a college degree just like me. He worked, brought his whole check home. I know some of you are wanting to slap me right now. He didn't run around. He didn't cheat on me. I didn't have any of those issues. But you see, I was spiritually cluttered. I was quoting scriptures everywhere, preaching all over the place, but I was neglecting my own home. So I'm saying to you, make the time to go to their retreat. Hear it from someone who, if I could go back, would change things. Now, my husband and I, ex-husband and I, are good friends because he's an awesome father to our son. His wife is an awesome stepmother to our son. I couldn't have chosen anyone to have treated our son better. And his children with her, they're very respectful toward me. But I'm saying to you, this is what happens with spiritual clutter. How many pastors do you know who are divorced and remarried 2, 3, 4, 5 times? How many marriages in the church do you know ending in divorce? Some of you are having trouble in your own marriages. Spiritual clutter. You're in the door all the time, but your marriage is not right. You don't even have relationships with your children. Spiritual clutter. All right? So your task for today, your task for today is to take inventory of your life spiritually. Use those examples I gave you and to revamp your calendar so that you remove all spiritual clutter. You cannot be in the church building nor invest more time in the church building, leaders, or people than you're investing in your marriage or your relationship or your children or yourself. Everybody got it? All right. Our song for today is Alabaster Box by CeCe Winans. It is so appropriate for this teaching, and I love it. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. Go to fieldefire.com. Share this message with at least 3 people, and make sure you order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter journal today.
came through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said to her, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, died come to pour my praise on him, like oil from Mary. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I come to pour my praise on him, like all I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. My head, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Listen to me. Don't lose what is most important by allowing what is least important to clutter your spiritual life. Go to fillthefire.com, order your journals, and share the broadcast. Go to keepersinternational.org and register for and attend that marriage retreat. Nobody knows the cost of what it took for you to get to where you are. Don't sell yourself for cheap. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Be blessed. Get rid of that spiritual clutter.